The opportunity for two Australians to make it through to the main draw, male and female, has been really latched upon by some players in the past. We saw Sam Groth actually not make it through qualifying, so a bit of a spectacular drop there. But Sean Manawira of the SEN's First Serve, of course, our dedicated tennis program that appears throughout the year during the majors and beyond in summer, and Tennis Australia, joins us now. And Sean, for a young Aussie, a second crack at the Australian Open, he made a good fist of it the first time.
Yeah, thanks, Finey, for having me. Omar, it's just great to have such a young man. He was very impressive in that final match that we saw yesterday against John Patrick Smith, a little bit older than him, 27. So it's good in some respects as well that we see two Aussies. We'll speak about Jamie Fullers in a minute, at 17 years old. So this is the future of Australian tennis, and this is what is really exciting for all the fans that are going to get there in January to, I mean, we've spoken for so long, what does the future of Australian tennis look like? And this is exactly what it looks like.
Look, Omar Jasika made the draw last year. I think he won his first round match, which was a great effort. Probably not the season he was hoping for on tour, but it's a big ask for a young man, first time in senior ranks. Let's hope that this second Grand Slam platform really launches a sustained run at the top 100 for the young man.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. He did win that first round against Ilya Marchenko, so a top 100 ranked player. So it was a good effort from him. Unfortunately, got knocked out in the next round. But what you hope that the Australian Open provides these players is that springboard and that confidence to go through the rest of the season. And unfortunately, or Omar, maybe it didn't reach the heights that he may have expected. Of course, we've seen the likes of Leighton Hewitt and Nick Kyrgios that just burst onto the scene and really have that success. But for him, maybe it's just going to take a little bit longer. I mean, he's, again, still 19, so there's so much upside. And what we've seen as well throughout this wildcard playoff specifically was his ability to get out of these tight matches, these tight grinds. Sometimes we always say you need to win ugly, and he has done that in the very first round against Marinko Matosevic. So again, an older player, a little bit more seasoned, but for Omar to show that mental ability to get out of these matches, it just shows a little bit more maturity, and that's what you get from these hard slogs. So sometimes the results might not go your way, but the experience is something that you can't buy.
Now, a little bit of wordplay for our listeners. Take the name Omar and swap around the A and the O. And you get Amor, and you also get Australia's best under-12 tennis player, his brother Amor Jasika.
Who would have thought? There's an army called the Omar Army that like to travel around with Omar and help him out with just sitting in the crowd and cheer him on. And yeah, you're right. Just swap a few letters around and you get the best under-12 player right now. So it's a very nice tennis family. They're a great family, and Victorian as well. So that's even a big plus for all the Victorians down here. So yeah, his brother did well in the under 12s, and I guess we look forward to seeing what his career can produce over the coming years as well.
How many Matthew Dellavedovas are there on the planet?
My assumption is two.
Yeah,
and one plays basketball, is a handy player, and one plays tennis, is also a bit of a handy player.
He won the under-16s, so there's a name that will be easy to remember, but maybe confusing as well.
That's right. So it's great to see the Dellavedovas doing it in a few sports. A couple of sports. So you're right, Dellavedova doing very well at the December Showdown tournament. And like I said, with Amor, we look forward to his career and what it can produce over the coming years. Still a little bit of work to go. As, again, you just mentioned with Jasika, maybe didn't have the season that he would have liked this year. But let's hope it ends well and even starts better in 2017.
We've run out of time. Jamie Fullers is through on the women's side of the draw. But both Jamie and Omar Jasika will be special guests of Brett Phillips during the afternoon program. No problems with getting great tennis from BP. And Sean Manawira, a big thank you to Sean as well.